Many episodes.
I had to let Tanner do that so he had, you know, a feeling of importance.
Yeah, because I'm always in the spotlight. Yeah.
Mini episode. Hi guys, this is our mini episode, and no, it's not scary like Madonna on TikTok.
Oh shit! Shut the fuck up.
It's actually very informative. You're gonna learn a lot from our mini episodes because, like, we share knowledge because we share like a TNT, ESPN, or CBS waves.
You're talking about, like, those white bitches that say big words, so it makes them sound smart. But it makes them actually sound stupider.
That one bitch we saw on TV yesterday, that was fucking hilarious. I was like, can someone shut her the fuck up?
That pregnant bitch that was going through the garbage.
Y'all, this bitch was going to, like, paint, like, a hardware store and was like, hi, I'm pregnant. But it was a fat bitch. Sorry. Hi, I'm pregnant. I can't sound fat. And was like, the guy was like, well, over here is my paint. I have samples right here, the sample. And I was like, how much are the samples? Tanner, don't talk. Let me finish the story because I see you trying to fucking speak. So she was at the paint shop, whatever. He was like, well, over here's my paint. Here's a big bucket for 16. And then I have samples are $239. And I was like, how about free 99? I was like, bitch, if that's not the most elementary shit I've ever fucking heard a big ass adult say, yikes. And then he was like,
well, I guess because you're pregnant and stuff, but I'll let you have the samples only if you come get some big buckets from me.
She was like, well, yeah, I'm going to try these samples and then I'll come back either tomorrow or the next day or the next day. I was like, bitch, you're so fucking ugly. But then he gave her three motherfucking things. So she go outside, she waving them at her husband. Like, I was like, sometimes to get what you want, you just need a little sugar. I was like, bitch, you're fucking ugly. Nah, that fat bitch, she probably do got a lot of sugar in her motherfucking shit. You cut that bitch up and it's going to start bleeding like strawberry syrup and shit. So yeah, the bitch was right, sugar. But Tanner, I'll let you talk, man.
Oh, I get permission to talk now. Okay. When I edit it, I'm just going to edit all that shit out. So, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, that was funny.
Dude, so fucking fake. She... I can't
say it. Oh, I'm the fake one? I can think of two people that are faker.
Damn, bitch.
I love drama. But that bitch has as much sugar as you had in your tank as a kid.
Who, that fat bitch who stole the paint?
You know what sugar... Oh, he got a little sugar in his tank. You know what
I mean? Never heard that phrase.
You've never heard that?
Black people don't say that bullshit. Black people go, he gonna be a faggot.
But you knew what I meant, though. He got that sugar in his tank. Bitch, shut the fuck up. You old as fuck. You're balding. And you have, like, three hairs in your whole fucking head.
Casey's Fred? That bald-headed bitch?
Bitch is Amish, but she drives a police car and lives in the city. That's not Amish.
I don't know what the fuck she is. But that bitch is
I know
going,
Amish,
every
man.
Time we go over there, that bitch is, like,
got crumbs on her face. Crumbs.
Yo, this, I call her Lemon Cookie. Because, so I went over to Casey's house, and I'm like, hey, I'm handing hugs and shit. And then I look over to this big bitch on the couch. I was like, who the fuck what is you? That?
And she does she want a hug too?
Yeah. And she raised her arm and she's like, hi, I never met you before. I'm blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I'm looking at Casey, and Casey's high as fuck. It's like, you know, her ass is like,
Casey's like, go ahead.
It's okay to hug.
So
whatever. I give the little fat bitch a hug or whatever. And then she was like, do you guys want some lemon cookies?
No.
And I was like, no, thank you. Actually, it was lemon donuts. Even
what
fatter,
the fuck?
Fat bitch.
Oh, I'm allergic to donuts.
I'm allergic to anything that this
I'm
bitch
allergic
eats.
To citrus. It'll make my throat swell.
I'm actually allergic to pineapple.
I
Are
know.
You adding me?
Guys, this was Freddie at the club. So he drank a Malibu bucket. And he's alert. He can't. He's not supposed to drink fucking pineapple. This is what he sounded like afterwards.
Tanner ain't shit. But yeah, that happened to me. But anyways, yeah, this fat bitch. I go in the kitchen and I come back into the living room. You know, and I'm about to be like, I guess I'll socialize with this fat bitch because I don't know her. And then I walk in there, y'all. This bitch got like three cookies on her fucking like donuts on her chin.
What?
Like she bit into it and like crumbs fell. Like they're still on her fucking chin. So I look at Casey. Casey looks at me. Then Casey passes her napkin as I walk back in the kitchen. I was like, I'm gonna walk in the kitchen so you can fix this. I walk in the kitchen. I come back. She wiping her face. She's like, these donuts are sure good. I was like, I can see, bitch.
Yeah.
Your face is eating them. Your chin is eating them. Your lap is eating them. Your stomach's eating them, bitch. The dogs are eating them.
Your pussy's eating them. And then Casey feeding her dog and fucking Cheetos.
That bitch is fucking crazy. She be doing the most craziest, dumbest shit. I be like, bitch, are you... When she tried to... This bitch ordered, she thought she ordered some vodka for Amazon, right? So she sends me a picture and was like, we're going to be lit for Christmas. I'm like, why the fuck, for one, are you buying alcohol this early? And then for two, what the fuck? So I go over there because her ass is like, you know, I like drink or whatever. And I've had a drink all day. So I was like, I need a drink. Her ass is like, I got some diet root beer. I was like, I don't want a motherfucking root beer. I was like, I want a drink. I'll be back. I'll go home because I live next door to her. And then her ass is like, oh, just, open up that bottle for Christmas. I don't feel like walking. And I'm like, should a drink? What's up? So I was, excuse me. So I was like, okay, bet. Y'all. I grabbed this fucking bottle. It's clear, so it looks like vodka from the far. But I thought about it. Excuse me. I was like, who's gonna... I don't think they're able to sell liquor on Amazon.
I think you can. Because I know they have those, it's like wine subscription services.
That's weird. But anyway, so, y'all, I go grab this bottle. Essential oil massaging lotion. Like oil. She had two cups ready.
She had it in cups?
Y'all. Did I not snatch something out of somebody's hand so fucking fast? I snatched the cup out of her fucking... I was like, what the fuck are you doing? She's like, we're gonna get a drink. And I was like, bitch, that's fucking essential oils.
She would have died.
She literally would have died. You thought that E. coli would have killed her ass. That fucking essential oil going to her stomach.
Fucking business.
I don't care. That's fucking crazy. That bitch is crazy, but I love her to death.
Yeah, we love her.
I love that bitch. Don't eat her food, but I love her to death. Tanner, whenever she gave me that gravy on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Y'all.
I didn't eat it. I didn't
she
eat
gave
any
Tanner
of that.
Gravy on top of his stuff, but the gravy was... I ate at our house before. It was before I started catching on and she don't wash her hands while cooking.
Yeah, and let me add that Freddie was like, oh, yeah, she's really good at cooking, Tanner. She's really good. Like, my husband, he loves her cooking.
She used to be vegetarian. Her vegetarian stuff is really good, but I was like, wait, you're sauteing vegetables. That's not hard. But that shit was good. But now she's not being that anymore ever since, you know, her husband done everything. So now like she's eating meat again. She can't cook meat. But anyways, we go over there. She makes us some bullshit. We eat it. I'm like, She tried to make some instant mashed potatoes, friend. Instant mashed fucking potatoes, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Instant. On the stove. Easy.
Yeah.
You boil the fucking water and then you add the packet, right?
Right.
Why did this bitch start out with the packet first, then added the water? I didn't pay her no attention. I was like, maybe it's some old voodoo trick this bitch knows.
Shut the fuck
up. It's going to turn into, you know, a big ass ham or something. I don't know.
It's some space food bullshit literally, she bought on Amazon.
No, literally. So I was like, okay. It's still watery. Our potatoes come out, and not our potatoes. We were going to put the gravy on top of some chicken she made. Okay, because the shit was dry. She don't know how to cook meat. I put salt on it, so it was okay. But that's why she made the gravy, because I made the idea. I was like, we need some more seasoning on this bitch.
Well, you know, the chicken was dry. It could have been, like, wet with salmonella. I mean, at least she cooked it, right?
Yeah. Well, she
At least the salmonella would add a little bit of flavor.
A little flavor. A little bit
juicy.
A little
flang
to it.
Got that juicy, juicy. Got that
plum. But anyway, she's making this shit. It's watery. She keeps adding flour to it. It's like, oh, I'll thicken it up or whatever. And I was like, what the fuck? Then she left it on her stove.
Raw flour. She's just adding raw flour.
Into instant mashed potatoes and water.
You have to add butter too.
I'm just telling you what this bitch is doing. So she leaves on her stove. I clean up. She left that on the stove because she still was trying to thicken it up. Or I was like, oh, I'll eat that. And I was like, that's weird, but okay. So I clean up the house. Next day is Thanksgiving, so I wash all her stuff. I had her shit setting out for her, like her pots and shit. Could have put in her turkey and well, we had a chicken and ham, right? Yeah, to put her ham and shit in there. So yeah, the next day I see that same pot and she's serving people out of that pot. And she gave it all to Tanner. No one was touching that shit. She, excuse me, made Tanner a big ass to-go plate. It was like them big ass like foil pans that like you cook like a turkey in. She filled that up with shit and then like
nastiest shit. The fucking grossest ass shit. The ham was okay. But that was all that was okay.
What did she even make?
Ham and that chicken.
I made the chicken.
Yeah, then the ham. And, like, green bean casserole, which wasn't good.
At least she made some scalloped potatoes, too. It was some weird shit. It didn't even feel like Thanksgiving. It felt like I was going through a school lunch line, like, oh. And then that bitch who didn't hand you a piece of that pie.
She's like, oh, here, Freddy. And then I was like.
And then I think you said something, because she heard you, was like, ha, 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 and then was still walking in there to give my husband his piece. She never came back to give you a piece.
What a bitch.
But yeah, she served Tanner. No one touched that shit. She gave it all to Tanner to go. And y'all, it wasn't like in a separate container. It was all over his food. So like,
she poured that shit like it was, it was like, you know those chocolate fountains that they used to have at the fucking buffet? And those fat bitches would put their whole ass fucking hand in that chocolate and just eat it out.
Whole ass fucking hand. Just, I'm glad they took that nasty shit away.
They're big fucking obese, like, those thick ass hands.
Summer sausage hands and shit. Mm-hmm. But y'all, she gave it all to Tanner, so it was smothered everywhere. It's fucking disgusting. I hope you threw that whole tray away.
It was in my refrigerator for like a few weeks.
So, oh, and then once I went over this bitch's house, right? This is when I caught on that she didn't wash her hands.
Is this just a mini-sode talking shit on poor Casey?
It actually is. Because y'all gotta hear
Casey,
this.
Casey, we love you.
But she's fucking crazy. Oh, shit, she listens to this podcast. I really don't care. But anyways, her ass was like, fuck, I forgot what I was going to say. Tanner, what story was I going to say?
Fuck. I don't know.
Okay.
Think of some. I'm sure there's a lot of other. Oh, when she's in the... Did we talk about how she... When she was in the hospital and her titties were on display?
Tell everybody about her
titties. So, she's in the hospital. She wasn't doing too good. And she... we went there to visit her at the hospital. And Freddie and I, we get there. And the first thing we see is this bitch's whole ass grandma titties.
And her room is in front of the nurse's station, and so, like, you have to pass her room to go to, like, it's the nurse's station, her room, and then it splits off on both sides, so the right goes to all the
like, why did they
so
have her titties
everyone
out
has
like
to pass her room to go see their family members. The door was wide fucking
open.
And her shirt.
Why did the nurses have her titties out like that?
Literally, and they even greeted me before I even walked in. I was like, how was she? I was talking to them about her. How was she? And they're all like, oh, she's doing better.
She's still doing real good. She's still in the coma,
but she's still doing better. I was like, oh, well, I hope she wakes up. But, yeah, which she did wake up. That's how she's alive now. We love you, bitch. We're glad you're awake. Y'all, if she would have died, I would have been so fucking sad. I love the fuck out of her. Like, she's kind of like a friend to me. She's fucking crazy.
I mean, she's her grandma.
Well, my husband's grandma.
Well, that's still your grandma.
And that's, like, my husband's last grandparents.
Aww, so,
like,
that's
he's
so
taking,
sad.
Like, really good care. Yeah, like, we bought the house that's next to us for her. And we sold her our old car at a really discounted rate.
And that bitch crashed.
She already wrecked it, fucked up the thing. And so I already have that tire in stock, Tanner. I don't want to put it on. Because I don't want her to drive it again and fucking wreck it again. So I keep telling her the tire says I came in and I feel bad about that. But I just don't want to see her ruin that pretty car.
He ain't fucking shit.
That car it's a nice car.
It is a nice car.
Well, so why? Okay, so she's coming from like, okay, I'll tell you the story. She has a Mazda Miata. Tiny, cute, red, beautiful. She's a hippie. She takes the top down. Has her long ass gray hair flowing. She's cute in that car. I love that car for her, right? And it's tiny for her.
Yeah, and it's
small.
This bitch
is like 3 foot tall, right?
Why did you guys sell her this car?
She wanted it. She would not shut the fuck up about it. She's really? Like, I want this, I want this, I want this. She said, if y'all don't sell me this one, I'm gonna go to Ford and get my own.
It's so big.
So, we already been in, like, two accidents in that car. And we know it's safe as fuck, so we trust it. So I'd rather have this car because I know it's safe. Like, we got hit a stoplight, a bitch was behind us, was going 50, hit us. We're perfectly fine. Car is fine. Fucked her shit up. Y'all, Fords are actually built fucking tough.
Oh, yeah.
I'm mad I don't have a Ford anymore. Actually, my Ford was not built tough because that bitch smashed my fucking door.
Okay, but Ford can do a lot, but it can't do that. That bitch was fat as fuck, and she just... Purr!
Oh, well, and I also had a Mustang, so it wasn't built heavy. It was built, you know, to go fast. But anyways, yeah, so we gave her this car. I test drive her in it first. It's an SUV. It's a Ford Escape, a new one, so it's nice. It's pretty for her. She liked it because it had the backup camera. Her ass was like, I've never seen a backup camera before. I was like, what the fuck? So her ass was like, oh, I need this. It has a backup camera.
You could just put a backup camera in her
Miata. I don't like aftermarket backup camera. I do not like aftermarket parts. I don't know why. I hate aftermarket fucking parts. Like, aftermarket, like car carpets and car seats. Like, yours? I was like, please take those. You have a pretty beautiful car. It's only you in there. You do not need carpet. Y'all, his car is brand fucking new. He's the first fucking owner, brand new. First thing he did, I get it. You want to take off your shit, puts on seat covers. But he put on the first two. He's the only one in the fucking car. Well, I hop in there because, you know, I can't drive because I'd be under the influence. But yeah, I hated those fucking seat covers and those mats. He has beautiful, brand new mats that came with the car, beautiful. And he put these cheap ass fucking aftermarket rubber mats on them. I was like, Tanner, please take these.
I got that shit at Ross, discounted. Try me.
It was a whole set for cheap though. Mm. It was good. I mean, I guess it helped you in like the rain and the snow, so your carpet wasn't messed up. Mm. Go to WeatherTech and get the OEM mats to go in your car. We'll look how much they are. Because I want to get some for my car too, but mine's are like $600 fucking bucks.
Ugh.
Yeah. No, thank you. But yeah, guys. Oh, this will end our mini. Well, after I'm gonna say something, then I'll have Tanner say some, and then we'll end our mini. Sorry, I did forget this was a mini. I went over to Casey's fucking house. This bitch made devil eggs. I was like, oh my god, I love devil. Tanner, let's make some for dinner tonight.
Okay.
I love deviled eggs.
I don't, but
it's fine. Actually, I'm good. I don't want it. Okay, sorry, guys. We're talking about food right now. I go over her house. She has deviled eggs on the counter. I'm a fucking whore for eggs, period. I fucking love eggs. Scrambled eggs over easy. No, I don't like over easy.
Reminds me of a strange porn I watched once.
I love scrambled eggs, but it has to be scrambled hard. And my fried egg has to be fried hard. And then I love omelets. But I'm a fucking whore for eggs. And so this bitch was like, I got double eggs. I was like, I'm fucking, like, I ran to her fucking house. I didn't even knock. I just opened the fucking door. She on the couch smoking a fucking cigarette. Not supposed to be. And then she put it down real quick, too. I was like, I said, nah, bitch, I already seen you.
Yeah, I smell it. I see
you,
bitch.
Your asses are already in trouble. I'll deal with you. I bought these fucking eggs. So I go in there. I'm about to grab one, and she was like, I'm not going to lie. I was a finger licker when I made these. I said, oh,
what?
No.
The fuck does that mean?
When you're mixing, and then it gets your finger.
Ew, that's just nasty.
And so I was like, I didn't eat those eggs. But then, like, I started, because of that first thing, for her to be so honest about that, I was like, now I need to watch her, because it made me upset, so it had me start thinking about all the other meals I ate of hers.
Wait, what did you say to her when she said that? Did you say anything?
I said, oh. And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I took some to take home, and it went directly to my dumpster. But, yeah. So now I see, don't eat her food, because she would. But yeah, those eggs were fucking not the vibe. But Tanner, do you have anything to say to finish this episode?
Yeah. So I hope you guys have a good day.
A good time.
Yeah.
Sensual.
Good. You guys getting y'all tell us if you ever have our podcast in the background while y'all fucking, because that's kind of iconic.
Y'all need to, because our shit, imagine getting railed to our fucking voices, us talking shit. Oh my god,
that's
love
hot.
I love aggressive fucking.
Oh man, same. But yeah, I love you guys.
This
shout
is
out to my friend Amanda. You
Hi,
a real
Amanda.
Bitch.
I seen you playing yesterday on.
She lives on Alaska.
Dead by Daylight, bitch. And you're really your character. At first, I was like, "What is that purple jacket?" But then Amanda was like, "That's my friend." So I kept looking. I was like, "Okay, the jacket actually did pop off because it stood the fuck out." But why would you want to stand out when you're chasing right. when you're running from a killer?
Right.
But it was cute, girl. We stand you. Thank you for supporting us, Amanda.
Her man is fine, and he plays guitar.
Oh, so Amanda be. Getting some bandic.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Amanda. We
see he a little crazy, but it's okay.
Oh, some crazy.
Shut the fuck. I love you, Amanda. Anyways, I hope you guys have a good day.
Have a good day, and thank you for watching.
Stay
on
safe
me.
And get tested if
get tested
you have
for
an STD,
AIDS, HIV. Get tested for the flu and the common cold. Just get tested.
Yeah,
period.
Get your flu shot.
It's good to know what you have. Always.
Yeah, I don't think
even
you get tested for a cold.
Yeah,
why the fuck would you go to the doctor to get tested for a cold? Anyways, we will see y'all.
People like my mom that over exaggerate and shit and be like, oh, I'm dying.
Oh my god, my mom had fucking COVID.
Yo, that was rough. I thought mom was over exaggerating, but she was actually fucking. She lost 12 pounds in a
oh,
week.
Oh shit.
Yes.
I didn't lose shit, but I mean, I'm vaccinated.
Mom was really fucking sick. I was.
That's
I'm
why y'all
so
get vaccinated.
No, for real. Mom was like, I'm so upset I didn't get vaccinated. And then my grandma was so
she was
fucking
so fucking
extra.
Pissed.
Grandma was like, I'm not going to go up that. Now I might have it.
Oh, no.
I was like, bitch, you're vaccinated 5 times.
She got Lysol, like,
literally
Lysol and everything.
Spraying her bitches. She sprayed me with fucking Lysol. Grandma, I fucking love you.
Bitch is crazy.
I love my fucking my grandma. I fucking
too.
Love my grandma. I love my grandma and my two aunts. Like, I fucking love them. And then my mom, duh.
I've only met
Gigi.
Auntie. Oh, I was going to say.
That was fine to say her name.
Auntie Gigi.
No, I love
Auntie Gigi.
Gigi.
But yeah, anyways, we're going to.
Thank you for watching our mini, our M-I-N-I mini. That spells mini. Mini as in small. Not mini as in micro, because this episode was kind of longer than what I thought it would be. I apologize. But send us questions, too. If y'all ever seen a micro penis, our next.
What size is a micro penis?
Oh, you'll know what a micro penis is.
I think 4 inches is regularly average.
And guys, 4 inches is not average. Okay? I hate bitches with small dicks, but oh, it's average. How big is it? 3 inches? No, average is like 5 to 6 in America. Average in fucking Germany, bitch, is like 7, 8.
Those motherfuckers got big ass dicks. Okay, anyways, we'll talk
Love
about
you
dick
guys.
Another day.
Thank y'all. Love you, Amanda. Bye.
Bye.